We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Yudalid Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Daladim Aleph, Tani Rav Chiya. We're talking about the Yamsa Shlomo, this big mikvah that Shlomo built in the Beis Hamikdash. Tani Rav Chiya, Yamsa Osa Shlomo, Yamachzik Meya V'Chamisha Mikvah Taira. It held 150 mikvah taira. How much is a mikvah taira? 40 saw. So it held 150 times 40 saw, which is how many saw? 6,000 saw. That's how much it held. How do you figure this out? Mechti. Mikvah kam ava ba'am saw. Mikvah is 40 saw. Okay, time to learn to the braisa. We have this braisa for also. Rochas, I'm sorry, b'mayim. B'mayim b'may mikvah. B'mayim means that you have to tell in the main mikvah all in one place, the main mikvah. And it says, kol basari. Mayim is called gufa elavam. It's... It says Kobasari, it's Mayim that the whole goof could fit into that. The Kamahain, how much is that? Amal Amma Brumsha Shamas. How much is that? Shir, one Amma by one Amma, and then height is three Ammas. And Shir Chachamim, May Mikvah Abam Saw. That's 40 Saw, which fits into this square of one by one with three Ammas high. So let's figure out in our circle that's 10 by 30, how many three by ones could you fit into it? Now, the Gemara first assumes that it was square. To make it simple, Gemara first thought it was square. So, kama havale, how many, if it's square, if it's 10 by 10, this Yamsa Shleima, how many square amas is it? It's 500 square amas. It's very simple. Picture the floor 10 by 10. 10 by 10 is 100. Up 5 is 500. So it's very simple. It's 500 square amas. Kama havale, chomesh mea gamidi. It's 500 square amas. Letlas Meya, so the first 300 is very similar to make the mikvah. Every square, height by 3, is a mikvah. So how many mikvah is going in 300? 100. 100. 100 mikvah is going in because everything is 1 by 1 by 3, and it's 3 amas high. So the first 300 amas by 1, it's very simple, it's 100 mikvahs. But you get from there is that the mikvah is always, if it's 300 amas, 1/3 of it is 100. So the mikvah is always 1/3 of that amount. So for the next 150, after 300, remember it's 500 square amas. So the first 300 square amas is 100 mikvahs. The next 150 is how much? 50. It's 50 mikvahs. So the more cash is, then you don't need 500, you only need 450. So let's see it inside over here. Kama havalu, the more is never going to, how big is this mikvah? Chamesh meya is going to be, it's 500 square amas. If last meya, you get 100 mikvahs. So meya v'chamishim, chamishim. Break the marba abba meya v'chamishim sagye, 453 and off. Talk to marba, that's hanimil b'revua. That would be very square. It was round. It was round. Okay, if it was round, I have to figure out if it fit 150 or not. Let's see. Mechdi, kama ruba yisal eagle. How much is a square more than a round? Revia. The Gemara always stems on this fact that a square is a quarter more volume and more ear space than a circle. So figure this out. So the way Gemara figures out, Gemara breaks it down for you. La arba meya for 400 square amas that you have to take off a quarter was land up 300. La arba meya, you take off meya, and you take off 100. The meya means how much mikvahs. Take off 100 down to 300 amas, 300 square amas. 300 square amas, 100 mikvahs. Okay, now you're left with 100. La meya, you take off a quarter, 75. 75. Square amas is only 25 saw. So now you only have 125 saw in this mikvah, so you have a problem. If the eagle, if it's round, then you have a problem here. Even with 500, you're only landing up with 125. If you want to make it just simple, you take 500, a quarter of that is 125, you minus that 375. 375 only comes out to 125 saw of the mikvah. Lamea, you only land on Mea saw. And Lamea, Esmechamisha. Sahani Mea, Esmechamisha Avalu, it's only 125 mikvahs, not 150 mikvahs. Chamisha Avalu, Tarah Mecheskel, Yamsha Shlema, Shosh Mea, Tachtanis Murbaz. The bottom 300 Amis were square. So right there, you had 100 mikvahs. The top was 200. Vishdama Yenis Agulos, the top 200 were round. And the top 200 were round, let's figure it out. So the bottom is 300, that's 100 mikvahs, 100 times 40 saw, the bottom. The top is 200 minus a quarter. 200 minus a quarter is 50, it's 150. And 150 is 50 mikvahs, lands up being 150 mikvahs. Lands up being altogether 100 mikvahs. So now Gemara says, that's the fact. The bottom is square and the top is 200. So now Gemara says, how do I know exactly that's what it is? Maybe it's 100 at the top, it's round, or 400 round, and the bottom is square. We knew for sure from Pesukim, the bottom was square, the top was round. But how do you know how to make this 300, 200, and that's, 150? So who said? You can't say that the bottom was round and the top was square. Could say svasi ogle. But ela ema chada, maybe it's only 100 top is round, not 200. So Gemara, no, because really it's a different makar for the 150 mikvahs. Loi sagadaita. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, alpayim bas yochel. This mikvah held 2,000 bas. How much is a bas? Bas kamahava, shalish shom. A bas is 3 saw. How do we know? The chesiv, says the pasuk, ma'aser habas min akur. A bas is a tenth of a kur. A kur, you know how much a kur is? 30 saw. A tenth of a kur is 3 saw. So it comes out, if it says alpayim bas, and each bas is 3 saw, how much is that? 6,000 saw. The havashisa alfeguri, 6,000 saw. 6,000 saw is 150 times 40 saw. So you know if it says alpayim bas yochel, it means it has 150 mikvahs. Because 100 times 40 is how much? 6,000. Great thing about Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, a different, that bas is more than a bas. It says the mikvah held more than 2,000 bas. It's 3,000 bas. Machzik batim sholish lalafim held 3,000 bas. So hold a good show. That would mean if you filled it up with dry goods, then it would be 3,000 kor. Why? Because when you have a dry, you can pile it up. You can pile it up. And you see from here, when you pile something up, it's always a third more. Gutch is always a third. And Taisa says, "Now for me, a guy who makes a chamamkar, it has a gay." But Tanami, you're not going to learn the Mishnah like that. It says in the Mishnah, certain things are so big that they're not makabel tuma. What an example to that? Shida, teva, umigdol, kavarasakah. Shida and migdol are different type of dressers or wagons. Shida is like a wagon. Teva, umigdol is like a big dresser. Kavarasakah is a big, huge basket made out of kash, whereas Akonim is a huge basket made out of reeds. Or baros from Alexandrius, in those days they didn't have fresh water on a boat. How do you have it? You made a huge bar on the boat, and basically it's a huge barrel, and filled it up with water. Those things are very big. So Afbi Shalom Shalayim has a bottom, but Vehimachzik is a bar himself, it holds 40 saw, belach, in liquid, in Kurayim, which is 60 saw, but Yavesh is Tahirim, is Tar. So what do you see? You see it's a third more, because 40 saw by Lach and 60 saw by Yavesh, so 40 to 60 is a third more. Akapanim, that's so you see that it's always, the good show is always more a third. So the Gemara Vayta, back to the Mishnah. That was a Kaira. How wise does a Kaira have to be Lamaisa, Lach Lamaisa, Tefach? What about a Lechi? What's a Shir of a Lechi? Talk to Mishnah. Chayim she'omru gavoyim asar tvachim has to be high 10 tvachim v'rochvam v'oivim kolshu. The width and the thickness is a kolshu. We have mamash a kolshu. Rav Yosi argues v'shem v'rochvam v'givo tvachim. Rav Yosi says it has to be 3 tvachim wide. We actually had Rav Yosi before. Got a pasim. Rav Yosi holds that the pas has to be 3 tvachim. Same thing for lechi. Lechi has to be 3 tvachim wide. So the Mishnah said a lashon l'chayayim she'omru. What's lashon rabim l'chayayim? How many lechis do you need for a mavi? You need one. Why is it l'chayayim? Maybe it's like Rav Eliezer we had before in the Mishnah. Rav Eliezer holds you need 2 lechiyayim. Dom lechiyayim binan. Kiritz is loshen rabbam. Lechiyayim sounds like 2 lechiyayim. You need 2 lechis. So maybe it's a stam mishnah like Rav Eliezer holds you need 2 lechis. No. My lechiyayim. Lechiyayim dama. What does it mean? It means not going on lechiyayim in both lechis. Lechis in the world. You need lechi. Lechi has to be the shir. Freit the Gemara. Siachi. Kairanam is the kairos. Before it said the kairos has to be, you should say kairos. Kairos d'alma. So why be kairos loshin yachid? My kairos kairos d'alma. So it can't be that here saying d'alma because why the Mishnah right before this says kairos with loshin yachid? So it sounds like going back on Rabbi Eliezer. So my answer is you're right. It's going back on Rabbi Eliezer. Not that we're passing on Rabbi Eliezer. We're going like this. Halkama oysin lechayayim shenechku behem Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim gavoyim asar tvachim rochavim kolshu. It has to be 10 tvachim high and wide and thick kolshu. That's what it means. Going back on those lechem, the argument. Kamakoshu, ham, what's the shear? Tanarachia, I feel like the saravel. Even like a coat string. Even a string that ties a coat, like a picture, a hood, a string in the hood, that's not thin, that's enough to be a lechi. That's enough. As long as it has some kind of mamashis, it's a good lechi. So the more about it, Tanar Mishnah says, Asel lechi lechatzi mavi. You made a lechi for half a mavi. Ain loy lechos duma asi lechatzi mushi Also like a chatz mavi, ain't like a chatz mavi. You only get half the mavi. You only can establish half the mavi. So my first thought that it's teaching us that you can't carry outside that lechi. Pshita, like of course, the lechi only machshir fit inside. From that and inside. In between the lechi is machlaikis, but out of the lechi, no one has it as good. Ela'ima, yesh lechatzi mavui, he gets that half, he does get. Honayim pshita, this is a pashit. Now the teima lechish dum asla shtum vishu vikulu. Maybe shvichoshish, then maybe he's coming to mishtamish. With the whole thing, if you allow him to put it in the middle, he won't chap. He'll say, oh, it has a lechi, oh, mishtamish the whole mavi. I'm still not worried about it. We say, you're allowed to do mishtamish the whole lechi, and afterwards you can't, and we're not worried he might come to mishtamish further. Amar Rava, also lechi le mavi, v'gbiyam v'nakarka shloisha. You put a lechi in the mavi. It's a new halacha here, that it has to be flush to the ground. If it's more than the ground, off the ground, three tefachim, or it's flikam v'nakarka shloisha, or it's off the wall, more than three tefachim, le asa v'loi klum. It's not good. And if filler is a meal, the Amarina lovod by three, hanimil lemaila, avalamata, but lower down where a gedik go through it, kiven the havya mechitzah didn't baikem by loy kamar. This is mechitzah didn't baikem by loy kamar. So it means like this: if the lech is above the ground three tefachim, gedim could go under it and it's no good, even for Hashem megamil. And even though he says love in that case, less than three is no gedim baikem and you have lovod. When it's away from the wall. To the width of the wall, picture the front of Mavi from the wall, with three tefachim is lavad. More than three tefachim is not lavad. And even if you're is masculine because you can walk through it. And the reason why I'm speaking that out is like this. We had before Gemara that if you have a Mavi, Shirotzvu Lechiyayim, you have a bunch of Lechiyayim lined up, let's say on one side, according to Shimon Gamil, we said that within Dalit it's lavad. Ah, you don't see lavad lamata, only lamayla, only on the top. Teretz is there, it's posh, no Gedim biking by. Since it was flush to the wall, the Gedim can't walk through it, it's the wall. That gave way to the width, do you say Gedim biking by? That's one thing to speak out. Another thing to speak out is, why taka of lechi is not flush to the wall, to the width, is it a problem? Why is it, why, did you have a lechi in the mavi? Why does it have to be flush to the wall? So what some of Hashem say, the problem is, because osi avir the high gisa with the high gisa and mavatalei. Because then the ear on both sides and mavatalei, that's your idea before in the avirim and base, that if you have ear space bigger than the lechi on both sides, then it'll be mavatalei. And if that, if it's wide enough, more than the ear space, then it'll be kosher. If the lechi would be more than three tefachim, then it's fine, even though it's three tefachim away from the wall. But others say that if it's not flush to the wall, it's no heker. And then it'll be any size lechi, it has to be flush to the wall. So that's enough for me, halacha, in what's pshat, how to learn this halacha. Right, Reisu Emer Rechavim Gimel Tefachim, it says the shear is not mashu, the shear is three tefachim wide. Omar, Rav, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, loy behilmi, not by Hilmi. What's Hilmi? We had a Masech of Shabbos, and he's making salt water on Shabbos. We hold in Allah make salt water on Shabbos. Loy behilmi. But loy belechiyayim, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but lechiyayim, we hold you do not need three tefachim. We don't paskin either way. I remember, Rabbi learning. He said, and this was after the guy was learning, he said it's over. So Rahuna says to him, by the way, Bahilmi Armatlan, I remember that, Bahilmi, we don't pass Rabbi Yossi. But Lechayim Armatlan, I don't remember you telling me about Lechayim, you don't paskin. Maishta Bahilmi, the Pligi Rabban Aleha. Why Bahilmi do we paskin like Rabban? Because the Rabbim, Lechayim, not in Pligi Rabban Aleha. Lechayim, what's the Rabbim arguing him? So why by Lechayim would you yet paskin like Rabbi Yossi and say three tefachim wide? Rebbe holds like him. We had it before in the Gemara twice already. That Rebbe holds like Rab Yossi. He holds the three tefachim wide. We had it by Gavi Chotze Katan and Chotze Gedoyla. We had there that Rebbe holds like Rab Yossi. They need three tefachim. Therefore, there we should pass them like we have Rebbe and Rab Yossi. They will pass them like that. Rav Ruchumi Masli Achi. Rav Ruchumi said over this memra. Amar Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Fei Rav. Ain't a lachy Rav Yisrael Hilmi Lev Leyachayim. We don't pass the Yisrael Nav Lehilmi Lev Leyachayim like before. Amar Lei. So they went over to Rav Ruchumi. He said, Amrit, you really said that? Amar Ulai. No, he's changed his mind. I never said that. I never said over shame anyone that not don't pass like that. Amar Rava like Kim Amrit. He said a Shvuah. You did say it. V'gamir Lemunei. And we learn out from there. The lachy is not like him Lev Bahalmi Lev Leyachayim. On my time we call the way. Why talk to Rav Ruchumi Chayzer? Rabbi Yossi was a very klara, said very klara tamim, like it says in Gittin, that they were moina all the shvach mechamim, and it said the shvach of Rabbi Yossi is nemuke imoy. His tamim are very glatt, and therefore he wanted to change the pasuk of Rabbi Yossi because he held nemuke imoy. Omle rava bar ruchan labai hilchos lamai. What's halach lamai say? Anytime we have a machlokes and we don't know what's clear, we're not clear here. What do we pass by lechiyayim? Mashu or not mashu? It's not klar. We have two ways here. What do? You look at what the minigar elam is. Omalei, put chazi mami debar. Go look what the minigar elam is. You know what the minigar elam is? That they make a mashu. And therefore, that's all chomai, so you lucky the mashu. The Gemara has another example of puk chazi mami debar on something else. Ike the masin law, some say this puk chazi mami debar on something else. Aha. On this halacha, we learned to start this brachas. Someone drinks water because you're thirsty. Lafuke, drinking water for someone has something stuck in his throat. Someone has a bone stuck in his throat and drinks water, he makes no bracha. But if he's thirsty, he makes a bracha. So he's making, what bracha does he make? Tanakam says, I'm a shahakal and liya bevar. He makes a shahakal. Rav Tarfa Naimah, you know what bracha you make? Bracha Rishayna, like Rashi learns? Bracha Rishayna is, Bari Nefashas Rabbis Vechasarayna, Kamasha Bracha. You make Bari Nefashas as the Bracha Rishayna. There's another sheet in the Rishayna means the Bracha Achrayna. We'll learn like Rashi's Pshat is, Ikka Pshat means the Ikka Bracha Rishayna, Bari Nefashas. So it's Machlaikas. How do we paskin? Omle Rechan Labai Hilkasamai, what's Machlaikas? Omle Puk Chazi Ma'am in the Bar. Go look what the Minigailam is. What's the Minigailam? They make a Shahakal, not a Bari Nefashas. That's the minigayilam, make a bracha rishayna, burn a fashas. And for the other gears, which is talking about the Tanakam, the other pshat in the Gemara is, the Tanakam says shakam avar, and that's it, no bracha achrayna at all. The Tanakam says you make also a bracha achrayna. And what's the halachas of the bar? Then you make a bracha achrayna, burn a fashas.